NAPZT, listen.
Kilo X, late pop, two whiskey, mind trick.
F8 BTM, testing. F8 BTM, clear.
Charge net in 3 minutes. Everybody, it is time for Trevor, Emergency Communications, OxcomNet. This is KGTC, net control. The control operator for this net is Glenn, KDSGZ. This net meets every Monday and precedes the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club MeshNet using the 146.86 repeater in Traverse. Authorization for your repeater is provided by the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club. This is a directed net. The purpose of the net is to make announcements of amateur radio emergency service activities in our area. We'll also pass messages to other amateur radio stations and those listening to emergency or weather bulletins. If during an emergency, the repeater is not in operation, please use the Munson 444.35 repeater. If your repeater is not working, go to 146.58 simplex for net operations. At this time, net control standby for any stations with emergency or priority traffic. Nothing heard. At this time, net control standby for check-ins, when checking in, transmit your first name and slowly say the letters of your call sign. After the last call sign is heard, net control will confirm that you are checked in. Those stations wishing to check in, please call now. Net control. Hello, Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel with one announcement. Net control, this is Kevin, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha, Golf, Yankee.
Bob, KB8, SPJ.
Mike, Alpha,
NAPX3,
Quebec.
Adam, NAPX.
WAVP. Whiskey 8, Victor Papa Charlie.
Whiskey Baker 4, Kilo Tango Fox.
November 8, Echo XK.
Kilo Y, Amity.
Kilo Echo 8, Fox Charlie Whiskey.
Kilo Delta 8, Delta Queen, Bruce. All right, let's go to the top of the list. Let me just kind of go through the list, and I think Mike has an announcement. I've got Mike, KD8RDH. I've got Kevin, KF8AGY. I've got, Bob, KD8SVJ. I've got Mike. A little fast for me there, Mike. XZ. I've got another Mike, WABPC. I've got a call sign of KE8TF, maybe. Amity, KE8ZLY, KE8FJW, and Bruce, KE8DQ, if I got that correct. I had a long vacation, just getting caught up here. Let's go to Mike at the top of the list, KDRH. Mike, give me a location, and if you have a message, why don't you make that announcement?
Control, this is Mike, Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel, Village Kingsley with one quick announcement.
Go ahead.
For the National Weather Service and Gaylord, there is a flood warning in effect until 1 a.m. Part of Antrim County, and I believe it's extending up into Otsego County. They did not give really specifics at this time. However, I would believe it's around the Mantelona, Bel Air area, Elba, for the flood warning. And it'll extend up into Otsego County until 1 a.m.
All right, Mike, thanks for that flood warning. Keep an eye on that. Let's go to Kevin, KF8AGY. Kevin, your location name is to pass.
This is Kevin, KF8AGY. Location is Southwest Spider Lake, and I have no messages to pass. Back to unit control.
Bob, KV8FDJ, your location, any messages to pass?
This is KV8FDJ, located in Nelson City, Benji County, no traffic.
I've got a mic ending in XQ. Mike, can you give me your call sign and your location if you've got any messages to pass?
Yeah, this is Mike, Alpha, India, 6, X-ray, Quebec, South Lake Table now, no messages to pass.
Thanks, Mike, for coming and checking in tonight. Let's go to Mike number 2, K8WVTT. I can't talk tonight. It's Mike, your location, any messages to pass? We may have lost Mike. WAVTC, Mike, try again.
This is W8VTC. Sorry about that. Royal Oak, no traffic.
I didn't get the name on the first one. I think I've got, if I can read my handwriting, KB8TF. Please give me your name, call sign, and location if you have messages to pass.
This is Whiskey Bravo 4, Kilo Tango Fox Glen, Duck Lake and Drawn, no traffic.
All right, Glenn, thanks for the correction here. We got Amity, KE8ZOY, if I, again, can read my handwriting. KE8ZOY, Amity, Duck Lake and Drawn, Amity, you may want to try moving your location slightly there. You're very crackly and very hard to understand. Let's go to K8FJW. Your name, location, any messages to pass?
This is KE8FJW. My name here is Brad. I'm located in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, up there below the business for I-75. No traffic tonight. Thanks for doing that. KE8FJW, over.
Hi, Brad. Thanks for checking in. Sounds like some weather coming your way. Let's go to Bruce, KD8DQ. Bruce, your location, any messages to pass?
Good evening. This is Kilo Delta 8, Delta Queen. My name is Bruce. I'm located northwest of Pearl Lake. I have no traffic in Amity. We'll get you a 2-meter antenna set up here real soon.
Is there anybody that I've missed in the queue? Please check in.
Adam.
Robert, W8SFM, Whiskey 8, Sierra, Sierra Mikey.
NADX, Jeff.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Golf Foxtrot 10, Traverse City.
We have we've got Adam, N8APX. I've got N8SFM. I've got Jim, N8EX. That last station, your audio was very weak. Can you, although your signal was good, can you again transmit again?
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Golf Foxtrot, Tim, Travis City.
Tim, go ahead with your location if you got any messages to pass.
I'm in Travis City and no messages.
Let's go back to Adam, N8APX. Adam, your location, any messages to pass?
Hey, good evening, Glenn, N8APX doing that. Location is Sheboygan, no messages. Back to that.
N8FSM, your location, any messages to pass?
Name here is Robert. Call sign is Whiskey 8, Sierra, Sierra Mike. No messages, and I'm in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan.
Sorry about that, Robert. Let's go to Jeff, who I believe is in Alaska. N8EX.
Your location, any messages to pass?
Thank you, Glenn. This is Jeff, NADX, in the village of Tutilwick. We're weathered in and no other messages to pass. Thank you.
To those of you that have a Android tablet, Android phone, you can download the Android version of FL Digi. And if you have the regular version, you can also use that. We'll be sending a brief 31-second message. This is dealing with Mantic and how to see what nodes are available near you. There's probably six or seven in Traverse. It's just a fun new way of text messaging without the internet. So if you're interested, look up Meshtastic. This again will be the MT6320LG format. This is KGTC, stand by for digital traffic. This is KGTC, messages of.
WAVPC, not all copy, 90% copy.
All right, Kevin, good going there. Mike, we'll keep trying. I'm still shocked you're getting through, getting anything from where you are from your location. At this time, I would normally be turning the net over to the Charlotte Enter Radio Club. I'm just seeing if one of the leaders of that net is available at the current time. They aren't. So I guess I'm going to wing it for the Charlotte Enter Radio Club. Again, Scott was very nice to send me a script, and we'll take a whack at it. This is Glenn, KDC. I'll be your net control station this evening using the club call sign WA2TCM. The purpose of the Monday evening social hour net is to connect and build our ham radio community, to communicate information of interest to other amateur radio enthusiasts in our area. The mesh net and the use of the WATCM repeater is authorized by the Charlotte Amateur Radio, Charlotte Amateur Radio Club in the greater Traverse City, Michigan area, including northern Michigan. This is a sponsored club activity. Those who are using other repeaters are linked in tonight. All amateur, all licensed amateurs are welcome to check into the mesh net. All newly ham licensed new license hams are invited and encouraged to check in. We'll be checking in three groups. First is time read, short time stations will be echo link, and then third will be general check-ins. We check one person at a time. I will call for a check-in. You will send me your call and the first name. I will acknowledge the station heard, and then I will call for the next check-in. This helps us manage doubles and makes checking in more an efficient process, period. I am a very have terrible handwriting, so we're going to have to see if we can get through this. At this time, I'm going to be checking in for short time constraint stations. Please check in now.
Yes. Baker 8, Whiskey, India, Victoria, Tommy Cadillac, shortcut.
Mike, Kilo, Delta 8, Romeo, Echo, Hotel.
All right, we have two short times. We have Tom and Cadillac, KD8, WIV. We've got Mike, KD8, REH. Let's check in with, go ahead, Tom, make a transmission.
Okay, thanks for taking the next tonight. I'm going to use Whiskey Baker 8 Whiskey India Victoria. Taking it out here. It rained a lot of the day. And got a little bit of work done here. Did a lot of shopping and stuff. Got the grandson here, so I'm going to make it short tonight. I'll see some of you, hopefully, at the JNS tomorrow. Carol and I are coming up, and so is Dwayne and Lynn. We'll see you if you go into the JNS tomorrow at 9. We'll see you then. Everybody have a good evening. Back to that control, WB8WYB.
Tom is running the JNS Hamburger on South Airport at 9 o'clock, I believe, and they have sometimes 15, 16 people show up, and people bring new toys, and they eat great food. So think about joining for that. Let's go to Mike, KE8RH. Mike, go ahead and make a transmission.
Very good, Mike. Mike, Kilo Delta, Romeo Echo Hotel. Just got back from a weekend vacation down to Frankenmuth for a fire truck, antique fire truck muster. That was pretty fun. Spent the weekend down there and enjoyed that. And then took this whole week off so I can get some projects done. And that's all I got. We're just kind of watching the weather at the moment and just enjoying the evening. We'll pass it back over to you.
All right, Mike. Mike is involved with Skywarn. He is the District 7 coordinator for that. And stay tuned to the 86 repeater and to the link repeater systems if we do have weather. All right, let's go to EchoLink. Those on EchoLink, please.
November 8, Echo X-ray, Jeff.
Jeff, NADX, go ahead and make a transmission.
Well, thank you for picking up the net. Hello, and good evening, everyone. It's just after 4 p.m. here, and I'm covering the weekend out in Tutitlic, which is in Prince William Sound between Valdez and Cordova. And it's been, I was supposed to fly out in an hour, but I don't think it's going to happen. The mountaintops are disappearing, and we've been hit with, we've had rain throughout the weekend, and it looks like we're getting flooded in a monsoon right now. And that's so maybe tomorrow. But that's okay. We have plenty of food. I usually travel with the G90 Zygu radio and a 80-meter dipole. So I'm talking on the local nets in the evening. And I had fun been exchanging communications with Jim KL1IO up in Valdez quite a bit and back with hams around the state. And also there was 20 meters. It was great last night. Even with the generator here, I was getting through pretty good. Other than that, nothing else to report. So, again, hope everyone's doing well. Back to you, Glenn, and ADX.
Jeff, one of these days, the small presentation, the fantastic pictures and kind of show us what your kind of weather you have year-round and what kind of conditions you deal with. I think it'd be fascinating. All right, let's go for general check-in. Those wishing to check in, please call now.
Here is November 8, Whiskey Charlie Bravo. Dave in Sterling Heights via EchoLink, N8WCB.
Field Foxtrot 8, Alpha Golf Foxtrot, Ben to call from Traverse City. First time on.
This is Whiskey Bravo 4, Kilowatt Tango Foxtrot Glen in Gron.
River. We just had 2.5 inches of rain in about an hour and a half.
I have a couple bubbles in the air, and let me go to Dave, who's first up on the list here. Dave, NHWCD on EchoLink. Dave, go ahead and make a transmission, and welcome to the Traverse City Net.
Good evening, Net Control, and everyone on the net. This is NAWCB, Dave in Sterling Heights.
by Echolink. We're cloudy right now. We're about 81 degrees. We had a little bit of rain earlier as well, about a quarter of an inch. So we dropped about, we had been 80 this morning and dropped down about 4 degrees, 5-6 degrees, back into the 70s. We're back up there again. And I'm glad the gentleman had talked about some weather off to your west. I looked on radar and I'm like, wow, we've got some radar, we've got some weather off to our west as well. So we'll be checking here in the next few minutes. But other than that, I've been on Echolink a couple times today. Had a good QSO with a gentleman up in Ishpeming, Marquette area, through their repeater. Enjoyed that conversation. It's good getting back on the radio and some of the contacts that I'm making. But anyway, 73s to all, and enjoying the net this evening. I'll turn it back over to you, Net Control, and 8WCB, Claire.
Jim, always glad to have you here on the Chairman Amateur Radio Club's net. Let's go to Jim. We have a first-timer here. Jim, I only got AGF on your call sign. Jim, please check in. All right, try one more time. For Jim, the last letters of the call sign, I think, is AGF. Jim, try again. If you're a first-time user and you're having any issues, we do have Project Night. That's every Tuesday at my office in Traverse City, and we will help those get to, you know, we're glad to help you get on the air. Go to the Carol Amateur Radio Club web, and there'll be more information. Let's go to Glenn, WB4KTF. Glenn, go ahead.
Yeah, this is WB4KTF on Duck Leg and Grind. Only thing new, I managed to get my 40 and 30 meter dual band dipole tuned up, and I now have 40 and 30 meters. So that was the fun part yesterday before it rained. Your call sign, I did not get it completely correct, Glenn. Over.
My personal call sign is K8FUZ. We're using the club call sign of WHTCM. Thanks for joining us. Let's go to Andy, KE8ZOY. Amity, what's going on?
Hi, Amity, KE8ZOY. I was re-registering to do high school soccer for the next year, high school year, and just about to walk out the door to go take the dog swimming, and a clap of thunder hit and rattled the window pane. So that ended that idea, and it's been just cloudy and humid ever since. KEACOY, doing a great job on the net tonight, Glenn. Thank you.
Well, I'm going a little out of my comfort zone here. We had a couple doubles here. I think there was one station that had perhaps APQ. Any stations that I've missed? Let's try that APQ. Anybody else want to?
Kevin, Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Alpha, Golf, Yankee.
Kevin, go ahead, make a transmission.
Thank you for taking the net tonight, Glenn. Looks like you got a double whammy. I don't have much to report other than I sent you an email earlier. This past week, I added position module to my Meshtastic node. Got an external antenna. Signals are much better. I was down in Cadillac over the weekend and got a contact from somebody, a local contact from somebody down there, so they're on my list now. And I thought I'd give the radio a check when I got back up here to Georgia City, so I went to that individual's sign, net name, whatever it is, and did a position request. And shortly after that, I got a response back. So that was a Meshtastic difference of about a little over 30 miles. He's a little bit higher than I am over here in Cider Lake, but that was an impressive test. So we'll continue to want to talk to you, Glenn, and have some discussions on this so we can figure out what we're going to do with it. It's fun. Anyway, this is Kevin, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Golf Yankee, clear, and back to you, net control.
Hi, Kevin and several other people and myself are using probably $30, $40 gadgets. They transmit in the 900 megahertz range, and they send text messages. I have one at my office in Traverse City, and I can probably see seven or eight nodes in the Traverse area. And Kevin, to get one at 30 miles, that's really impressive. I just figured out how you did that or how this person's getting the height on that. Well, I want to make sure I haven't missed anybody. Is there anybody else would like to check in tonight?
Kilo, Charlie 8.
Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Bravo, Papa, Mike, Indian River, Larry.
November 9, Kilo, Oscar, Papa, Mobile.
Kilo, Delta 9, Whiskey, Uniform
7. All right, we had a bunch of doubles here. Let's go to the one I'm sure of. Let's go to Mark, KC8VAP. Mark, go ahead.
Hello, this is Kilo Charlie Zulu Alpha Papa. My handle is Mark. Glenn, thanks for taking the net tonight. You're doing a great job. So, I usually just try to keep it short, don't have much to report, but today, between about 3 o'clock in the afternoon and maybe 4:30 or something like that, we got a ton of rain. It's just a lot of water volume, not a lot of wind, very calm, but a lot of water. So anyway, that's what I have. I'll turn this back to net control. This is KC8VAP.
Yeah, it poured here over by Spider Lake. Boy, did it come down. There was a couple doubles out there. There's an Indian River station. Indian River station, go ahead and make a transmission.
Foxtrot 8, Bravo, Papa, Mike, Larry, and Indian River, and we had 2.5 inches of rain this afternoon.
All right, that's impressive. I know there's another out there. Station, can you please check in again.
N9KOB Mobile.
K8YCC Mobile.
N9KOP, go ahead.
Hey, good evening, everybody. This is Cameron at 9KOP, beautiful downtown Mayo. Just getting out of work. Listening through to the net. Got some dark clouds rolling in. It's like a solar eclipse happening, so. And they're pretty low, to be honest with you. The clouds really aren't that high. So it's pretty interesting. Don't have much, Glenn. Back to you at 9KOP.
All right, Cameron, thanks for checking in. There was, sounds like another station trying to get in. Try again, please.
Kilo, Echo, Echo, Tango, Tango, is K8YT Kevin, mobile.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, name's Kristen. I'm from also downtown Miles and 9KOP. I was just going to heard everyone chirping about the weather and the rain. So, yeah, I'm with them. Starting to get a couple specks of rain right now, and it's getting dark, a little bit of wind coming in, but see how it goes. I'll turn it back to net, K8YTT, mobile.
I'm just curious. Sounds like it's a very large attendance. How many people show up for that Hamfest?
It's held by two clubs. Held at the Elder Northern Convention Center, just outside of Elkhart. I'd say probably close to 1,000 or better, probably bigger than that, probably close to 2,000 people for one-day event.
Wow, that's large, very large, very impressive. All right, again, this is my first time doing this. I want to make sure that everyone who's got a chance to check in has done so. If you'd like to try to get in one more time, please check in.
Alpha Charlie, Delta Golf. My name is Jim.
Jim, go ahead.
Hey, well, hey, have you guys ever checked into the solar alert stuff?
I got an email a while back. I didn't read it. I was on vacation. But what was going on?
Well, supposedly there was a blackout. So that's my only comment.
All right. Well, you know, I always look for the Northern Lights when that tends to happen, but obviously we're not doing that tonight. All right. I think I have everybody. Again, thanks for as a newbie. And so as a fill-in for the Channeling Amateur Radio Club NextNet, I'd like to thank everybody for joining in tonight. This is WATCM. I'll be bringing the repeater over to normal use.
This is YGT at 9K open.
K8YGT, go ahead.
VET portable. And the VET got you in there. And 9K OP mobile. Yeah, further you go south, the further it's raining. What's it doing down there? It's raining pretty good here in town. I saw a couple nice bolts of lightning.
Yeah, copy that. It just started to finally let up a little bit here, but we had another big burst of real, real heavy rain and quite a bit of lightning.
One with red lights on it. It's got whacked.
Cam, I'm not sure if you had open the machine real good, but you might have been getting stepped on too. If there's another station there going through traffic.
Sorry, I didn't mean to step on them. I was just saying, I was coming into town, one of them big cracks of lightning hit. I turned on my dash cam and pre-recorded it. I want to take the chip out and see if it's got it.
Oh, yeah, copy that. Yeah, he's in there, Christian. Yeah, go ahead, Cam.
Yeah, sorry, I was over at 800. Is it windy down there, Mike? Because it was just windy as all get out here, and it just totally stopped.
Yeah, it had been fairly windy, but this last little batch down here wasn't too bad, and it's dead still now, and I think the rain's about stopped just as we've been talking.
Copy. I'm toward Fairview and McKinley. It looks like it's not very, not going to be very friendly, especially with this one moving up right now. Looks like there's one going to come up out of the Rose City West Branch area that's going to go right by mile here, but might hit out east pretty good.
Yeah, we're copying that right now. We're checking that out. That's what it looks like. Got another one coming. Yeah, I think it'll be more east.
Wow, that was a bright one.
I was just about to say that.
Where did it hit? I couldn't even tell you where it hit. It was so bright. It had to be close to south down here. I'm at the curve at 14th Street.
I didn't see it. I'm over on Cherry Creek Road, so I got all that trees, tall trees, but yeah, that lit the roadway right up.
Yeah, Christian, you got, I hear your alternator in there. It's not real bad, but it sounds like my alternator, same truck. But yeah, that big flash was like, I could have sworn that was over my house. It didn't have much of a bang to it, but it lit my house right up.
Yeah, I've noticed that alternator wind seems to be a thing with these trucks. One of the work trucks we got at Milliken's has just a UHF radio in it. Does the same thing.
Do you hear it in my audio here?
Nope. Yours is dead quiet there, Cam. I haven't heard that. And I remember several years ago you did, so I think you changed it since then or something. I forget.
Well, I'm in the Suburban, so I'm in the same vehicle you guys are in, essentially, same alternator.
Yeah, yours is even bigger than mine. I put the biggest that would fit on my truck. It was like 140 amp, I forget. I put the biggest one that would fit physically in mine, and it's a little bit noisier than the OE one. But yeah, that one's even bigger, and I don't hear it at all.
Yeah, and I'm putting 100 watts out too, so. All right, I just got home here. I'm going to go take a shower before we all get called out tonight. So
I just got off work a little bit ago. I'll talk to you guys later at 9KOP Mobile, Mile.
So yeah, Jim, there's your camera.
How are you doing? Well, 9KOP, get 9KOP. 9KOP, WACEC, and KE8YCC. Correct me if I'm wrong. Have a good one.
Yep, I'm ready to do the same. Long day in the K8YTT Mobile.
Yeah, K9KOP, I'm 9KOP, I copy you.
Yeah, sorry about that. I think I doubled. I just thought I'd say hello. I heard you in there, heard everybody in there. So I'm still in the shop working. Just wanted to say hello to everybody, say hi to you, and I might maybe chat with you later on. N9KOP, K9KOP.
Yeah, sounds good. I just got home here myself, and been a busy day. Gonna go look at a new record tomorrow, so I wanna go in and take a shower, and I think head off to bed. K9KOP in the group. N9KOP. Beautiful downtown,
Mile. Sounds good, Cameron. Have a good one. I'll have to hear about that. Sounds good. Business is good, staying busy, and that's what matters. So, some people just don't have work. So, anyway, talk to you later. I'm slam busy. Can I get up to Indiana?
Hello, Echo 8, Romeo Romeo.
Hello, BZG.